Midnight Mastermind.
So where are we at then? This week has been up, it's been down. I got 0 out of 3, I got 1 out of 3, and then yesterday on Antonia's questions on being a barista, almost said barrister then, would have done worse on the barrister questions, I got 3 out of 3 yesterday's. If you want a mocha making or an excellent espresso, I'm your man, baby. So then, let's see how we do on this Friday. Can I get a full house? Who knows? The only person who will know, possibly, is Ruby. Hey, Ruby.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. How is your Friday going so far? I know we're only half an hour into it, but how's it been so far?
Going well for me, thank you.
And whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm at my house.
Well, I would guess that. Whereabouts is the house?
Well, Oxford.
Oh, okay. And what part of the house are you in? Because obviously we talk to people late, and there tends to be family members asleep in the rest of the house. So where are you right now?
I'm in my bedroom.
Oh, okay. Fabulous. We'll ask no more questions about that right now. So then, let's get on to your specialist subject. Is it your passion, your job, your way of life? What is it?
It is my passion, and it's Kirsty McColl.
Ooh, Kirsty McColl. Why is Kirsty McColl your passion?
I think, yeah, because she's a fantastic singer-songwriter. She was a great mother to her two sons. Yeah, just a great person. And the first female singer I became, like, proper fan of.
So she was the first female singer that you really got into?
Yes, although I had been into other female singers before that.
But just not as much as into this?
Yes.
Okay, so Kirsty McColl is going to be, and I take it we're talking about everything about Kirsty McColl, her music, her life, her works.
Yes.
Okay, right, this is going to be a good one. So then, if you're fine to stay there for me, Ruby?
I'm fine, yeah.
Stay there, we're going to play one song, which is going to be The Beautiful South, and as I play this beautiful song... I don't play The Beautiful South enough, in my personal opinion. What am I whittering for? Do some research, OJ, on Kirsty McColl. Oh, there's more I'm trying to read. I've got to close it down when this song ends. Ah, there it goes. It's gone. So then, we are in the midst of a midnight mastermind. That was The Beautiful South and Don't Marry Her. The person asking the questions is Ruby in Oxford. Hey, Ruby.
Hello.
So I'm excited about answering these questions. Before we get into it, and I set the mood, though. With the name Ruby, which is a beautiful name, by the way, when the Kaiser Chiefs song came out about 5 or 6 years ago, is that all anyone ever sang to you?
Yeah, like some people did, yeah.
Yeah,
though, but I didn't mind it at all.
No, you see, it's a form of flattery, isn't it? Ruby, right, let's get on with this. You ready for me to set the mood?
I am, yes.
Here we go.
Midnight Mastermind.
Okay, then, the mood is set. We're going to do 3 questions on Kirsty McColl. I am ready for question one, Ruby.
So, question one is, what was the name of the Christmas hit she had with the Pogues?
Fairy Tale of New York, baby!
Correct.
One of the greatest Christmas songs of all time.
I agree.
Ready for question two.
Kirsty set the running order for which U2 album?
Oh, go on, say that again. What was the question?
Kirsty set the running order for which U2 album?
Set the running order. Okay. Okay, so it will be a particular year. Is it the Joshua Tree?
That's correct.
I'll be honest with you, it was a stab in the dark. There was some method to my madness, but okay, we're 2 for 2. We're on for the 3. Okay, here we go.
Kirsty sang backing vocals on the song called Hallelujah by which band?
That'll be the Happy Mondays.
Correct.
Oh! I've got it, the full 3 to end the week. I did not know that at all about the Happy Mondays until I looked it up just now. That's great, I did not realise that.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Good, there you go, I've learned something, which is good. Now, how this works is we like to ask a question back to see what sort of midnight mastermind you are. Are you ready for your question?
I am, yes.
Here we go then, let me turn the page, I've not seen the question yet. Ooh, okay, this could be interesting. So, Kirsty presented a BBC programme about water pollution in 1991. What was the name of that programme? This is tough.
It was Byline, Don't Go Near the Water.
Oh. As always, our Midnight Mastermind is amazing. That is bang on, Ruby. Bang on!
Thank you.
We need to get some badges or something printed up for this, because you are now, and you can tell your friends, tell your family, you are a Midnight Mastermind.
Thank you very much.
Ruby, thank you very much. What are you going to do with your Friday? I assume you've got to go back to bed and then get back up again. What are you going to do with your Friday?
Yeah, I'll be going out to work.
Oh, boring, eh?
Not boring to me, no.
Okay, fair enough. Well, listen, enjoy the rest of your Friday. Thank you so much for taking part in this.
Thank you, OJ.
Thank you. I will do. You too as well. That's Ruby there in Oxford asking questions on Kirsten McColl. Got the full three again. Got the full three, which means we'll put this to bed now and we'll bring it back out again in the early hours of Monday morning. If you want to ask me questions, 88291 is the number to text.